Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The LA County District Attorney accuses his predecessor of playing politics as he moves to drop manslaughter charges against two cops.
When a candidate says ahead of time that they're going to reevaluate a case that they have not seen any of the investigative files, certainly a political decision.
The organizing committee for the 28 LA Olympics takes a Trump turn.
Democrats have enabled Trump to make himself emperor of the Olympics.
And a Downey student face-to-face faced with the Pope via video link.
How can I really give my problems to God and feel that he is close to me?
We'll bring you the Pope's answer. Welcome to the LA Local for Friday, November 21st, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. Coming up on the Local, politics can get into every part of life. There's those claims over the case against two Torrance police officers who shot dead a black man with an air rifle, and also claims the Olympics, less than 3 years away for LA, are being organized with one particular VIP in mind, the occupant of the White House. And life on the road to paradise, literally. We hear from an Eaton wildfire victim who walked all the way from Altadena to the town of Paradise, another place ravaged by a deadly wildfire. But first, LA County DA Nathan Hochman is moving to dismiss charges against two Torrance police officers accused in the shooting death of Christopher Mitchell in 2018. Mitchell is a black man and car theft suspect who was killed while he was in a vehicle with an air rifle between his legs. Former DA Jackie Lacey initially declined to press charges in the case, but DA George Gascon did launch a prosecution 2 years ago. And Hochman alleged today it was a political ploy by Gascon.
When he was running for office, he identified there was a number of shootings that if he became the district attorney, he would immediately have reevaluated. This shooting was identified ahead of time as one of those shootings that he did not believe was properly charged and would be reevaluated.
You didn't say it directly, but I felt like you said that your predecessor, DA Gascon, used this because it was politically advantageous.
It's a timing issue.
But you said the timing was in part because of his effort to be reelected for a second term.
Well, when a candidate says ahead of time that they're going to reevaluate a case that they have not seen any of the investigative files, certainly a political decision.
Hochman questioned there by our reporter Craig Figner, and the DA went out of his way to deny any thought that he goes easy on cops.
I have absolutely no problem bringing a righteous case against police officers that we can prove beyond a reasonable doubt. Where we have the evidence against police officers who act like criminals, we will go after them like we would go after anyone that we have the evidence that is engaged in criminal conduct. But where we don't have that evidence, we're not going to just kick that can to a jury or kick that can to a judge. We're going to do our job.
Part of this case is tied up in the state Supreme Court, so there is no immediate decision on Hochman's motion to drop charges. There's been no Olympics fanfare as the organising committee for the 2028 Games in LA quietly added several of President Trump's allies to their number. They include former Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield, a little bit far away from LA, but oh well, along with Trump's former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, major GOP donor Diane Hendricks, and Dallas Mavericks owner Patrick Dumont. It follows committee chairman and local businessman Casey Wasserman heaping praise on Trump during a visit to the Oval Office back in August.
It feels just like yesterday, and you were just president-elect in December of 2016, that you leaned into this process back then. And you've been supportive and helpful every step of the way, and we wouldn't be here without you. So we greatly appreciate all your support.
Thank you.
Now, many people are really looking forward to the LA Games. But not Eric Sheehan of the group No Olympics LA. I talked with him. It's a very clear Trump turn for this body, and we know Trump's talked a lot about the LA Olympics. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, this is the threat that we've been trying to warn Angelenos about for 8 years. We've kind of seen this coming. And to be honest, while the new monsters on the LA 28 board are extremely concerning for us, they're not too far off from the ethos that already kind of existed there. The type of folks you tend to see on an organizing committee are deeply connected to, you know, NBC and Starbucks and all of the other national conglomerates that cause so much pain and turmoil in our cities. We're deeply concerned about the way that Democrats have enabled Trump to make himself emperor of the Olympics and seize the massive event to his benefit. This is what we expected. It's why we've opposed the Olympics and why the best thing for Los Angeles is still to cancel the Olympics. Undemocratic decision was made for us 8 years ago.
Of course, the opposite view. I mean, turn on NBC4 locally, and obviously,
no, thank you.
Obviously, you know, everyone knows NBC is the Olympics broadcaster. But just the average person who is not NBC4 will say, "Oh, come on, the Olympics! It's something we enjoy. It's going to be in LA. 84 was so great. You're just being a killjoy." What do you say to that?
Right. The Olympics are indeed fun, but the Olympics in 84 were actually not a success for most Angelenos. In fact, they were a violent nightmare for most Black and Brown Angelenos in South LA. And in fact, you know, the profits from the 84 games are actively gentrifying South LA right now. The LA 84 Foundation, which took the profits from the 84 games, has $22 million invested in Blackstone Group. And that's the main thing we want people to understand about the Olympics, is they're an excuse for capital to do its thing. They're an excuse for power players to move into a space that they weren't allowed into by people in the city and allowed to do projects that they always wanted but could never get approval for. The state of exception that comes with an Olympics enables so much dastardly development that nobody has asked for, that nobody needs.
But it's still a tough sell. Say if I love gymnastics or another Olympic sport and it's great and once in a lifetime, all that sort of thing. It's still a tough sell to say considerations of economic justice should override pleasure. I mean, you do realize that's a tough sell, right?
I understand that's a tough sell, but LA 28 themselves understand that they need to address this kind of stuff, right? So that in the contract with LA, they said, hey, we're going to have a human rights plan for mitigating harm by the end of 2025. That was contractually stipulated. Now, according to some UCLA researchers who've been looking into it, they haven't met a single stakeholder who's been contacted by LA 28 or the city to put this human rights plan into place. While these events are super fun and really enjoyable, they're run by monsters who don't have our goodwill in mind. And there's a great example from the 20s and 30s of an alternative, which was the Workers' Olympiad, which was Olympics that were run by people who were anti-capitalists and who understood that these games were a spectacle with devious intent. Workers' Olympiads were actually attended by more spectators and athletes in 1932 than the 32 Olympics in LA was. So, you know, capital and mega corporations can try to seize sport and use our communities to wash their business dealings all they want. But if you talk to someone for 5 minutes, they understand and agree that these are not worth, these moments of spectacle and excitement are not worth 30 years of debt that Los Angeles is going to go to so we can rebuild the convention center in time so it can host table tennis for the LA 28 Olympics.
Strong words there from Eric Sheehan of No Olympics LA. Many will disagree with him, but it's always good to get all viewpoints. Now, it was no walk in the park for a man who this week completed the trek on foot 700 miles from Altadena to the town of Paradise in Northern California. Dimitri Camperos lost his childhood home in the Eaton wildfire and came up with the idea of this fire walk to raise cash for fire victims. He talked with our Brian Douglas.
Why did you choose this route? I mean, wanting to help in your situation, you're like, I got to do something. Why did you choose to do this walk specifically? There's a million ways that you could help. Anyone could help, but you chose this.
Great question. You know, on a personal level, just feeling dark and mentally, emotionally drained. You feel kind of suffocated and stagnant. You feel like, man, you see all this news that's happening around you and you see all this pain that people are posting about and you just feel powerless. You feel like, my word, like, you know, what does someone do? You know, someone like me who's just an average Joe, doesn't have a lot of money, you know, isn't famous. I'm just a person, right, at the end of the day. But, you know, what can I do, right? Like, if I'm a member of this community and I don't just want to wallow all day, you know, how can I bring awareness? You know, how can I make people remember Altadena as we're rebuilding? And also, you know, how can I shine a spotlight on Paradise, who, after 7 years of rebuilding, is still, you know, not necessarily close to the final product of everything being the way that they want it to be? And so this just felt like a perfect way to do it. And to be completely frank with you, it's kind of funny to think about because, you know, we think of progress and motion as maybe something kind of, you know, abstract. But yeah, in the case of walking, you are literally taking steps, right? Like it's action in the most, you know, dictionary definition of it. And so throughout my own walk and even the 4 months of preparation and training that I did to make this possible, I felt such a difference in my own mentality and my own spirit. The difference between stagnation and actual movement is massive. And I think the change is absolutely correlated with that.
Any funny stories, or can you think of one funny thing happened to you on the way up there? Like,
yes.
I can just picture you walking along this road and tractor, you know, big rigs going by you honking. Like, what is this guy doing?
Right. Okay, so many funny stories, but one of my favorite ones that's maybe more sentimental than anything else, you know, I reached out to a bunch of people all throughout different smaller towns. And actually, just to clarify, I didn't do any camping throughout this trip. My parents and family already thought I was crazy enough. The only way I could get them to sign off on something ridiculous like this was to promise them I'd be in a bed, I'd be in civilization, you know, I'd have water and supplies everywhere I went, or at least I could count on restocking at the end of a day, right? So
as a parent, I can relate to that. I get that.
Right.
All right. I appreciate that.
Right. No, and I completely understand too. I mean, it's, again, as you said, you know, I don't think there's many people out there who would choose a route like this to sort of go about, you know, doing something good for people. But that's what I chose.
Dimitri chronicled his journey up California on YouTube.
Today is our first day of rain and hopefully our last walk from Lodi to Galt.
I encountered a kindness that was so random and beautiful that it left me speechless.
That is unbelievably sweet of you. Holy cow. You're so kind. Thank you, miss. Thank you. Thank you. A woman in a car, she just pulled over. She gave me a raincoat. Just kind of overwhelmed right now.
Dimitri wearing an Altadena Strong sweatshirt during the walk. He says he deliberately planned the trip so he could stay with local people in the small towns he walked through.
I really didn't want the budget of what we raised to be just drained on hotels and motels and things like that, if possible. So I linked up with this guy named Doug, a retired dairy farmer. He's 70 years old. His grandfather in a small town of Tipton started with 30 cows. You know, now Doug has passed on the business to his son. They've got 4,500 cows, 2,500 of which are milkable.
Wow.
You know, I mean, a massive operation. I didn't realize that when I reached out to him, right? He was just somebody who was kind, and I was eager to accept his hospitality. But, you know, you show up to this house, And he's like 30 yards away from like this actual business of cows. And so one of the days that I stayed there, I stayed with him for 2 days. He's like, yeah, let's just go through the cows, right? So he took me through it on a little tractor. You know, I got to see firsthand this operation, all the feed that goes into it, all the supplies, everything. And the whole time I'm just impressed, like, wow, this this firsthand experience of like seeing cows firsthand, like I did not have that on my bingo board at all. And just to add a little bit more to the story, the very first night I met him, he's like, you know, Dimitri, I am part of this museum in Tulare, which is a town further north of Tipton. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary of the museum. We're having a gala tonight. Our table of eight is missing someone. We've only got seven. Would you like to join? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm hot and sweaty. You know, I don't have a dress shirt. You know, I'm like, this is like, what an invitation. But of course I said yes. And he was very kind. He gave me, you know, a dress shirt to borrow. I took a nice shower and I just, you know, had a wonderful time at this fancy event, you know, sharing my story with people at the table and all around. And I thought again, you know, what a small world. The kindness of people just has no bounds. And that was one of my favorite encounters. He was a really incredible man.
Sounds like fun. So you also had, I'm going to get to the GoFundMe. You had a GoFundMe. People gave to you, obviously, to support you on your way up there. You needed to eat and, you know, to sleep right. And so forth. You said, was there extra? And if there was, where did that go?
Plenty of extra. Yeah, plenty of extra. I really tried my best to keep costs down as much as possible. I partnered up with a nonprofit called the Eat and Fire Collaborative. I was wondering myself, how on earth am I, you know, just some Joe Schmo going to decide, you know, who gets this, who doesn't get this, right? I wasn't interested in sort of feeling like people were going to be left out. So I'm really grateful that I can give that money to them and they can make an excellent, informed and educated decision about that.
Dimitri did not walk back from paradise. A friend drove him back. Good thing, too, he was a bit footsore. The Pope took questions today as he joined the National Catholic Youth Conference in Indiana by video link from Rome, and it put a local student in the spotlight. 17-year-old Ezekiel Ponce, a senior from Downey High, asked Pope Leo about struggling with his faith.
There are moments in which a lot of us feel sad or overwhelmed, and even if we pray or try to have faith. Friends and family often say, just give my problems to the Lord. But how can I really give my problems to God and feel that He is close to me, even if I feel like this?
Think of your closest friends, for example. If they were hurting, you would talk to them. You would listen to them. You would stay close. Our relationship with Jesus is similar. He knows when life feels heavy.
Ezekiel was one of only five teens to ask the Pope a question. And that's a holy end for this edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. This is James Tuck signing off for now. Have a good weekend, good luck, and cheers!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.